Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and today we're going to wrap up Hercules and the Planetary Powers and determine our new course and direction for 2022. And I'm greatly honored to have with us Nick Curto, Michael and Diane Duncan, and Gerald T. Farley, and we're expecting the Brinkerhoffs. Greetings and welcome, everybody. How are you?
Greetings.
Great. Good to be here.
Greetings to everyone.
Greetings.
Thank you, Diane.
I'm glad you guys are here, and it's a wonderful
good
way
to
wrap up the year and to set new goals. Now, we're first going to introduce ourselves. I am Hercules Invictus, and I am the moderator for the show and for the panel. I'm very closely attuned to and aligned with the Olympian current, and to that capacity that I'm currently operating. Nick Curto, kindly introduce yourself.
Hey, Hercules and everybody. Glad to be with you guys tonight. I co-founded the Disclosure Network New York, now celebrating, we're going into our 21st year of two meetings per month all year long here in Manhattan. And now we're also doing Zoom meetings, so we're getting members from other parts of the country, and that's going very well. I've always been interested in the subject of ETs and contact, always, all my life, right from the very beginning. And it's never been more important, I feel, now to be exploring this subject. I think there's a huge amount that's going to be happening very, very quickly, and we need to be very aware of what's going on as far as what's real and what is not. I'll leave it there.
Perfect, and you're perfect for this particular adventure that we'll be starting tonight. Gerald T. Farley, kindly introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Hercules, and it's good to be here. Thank you, Nick and Diane and Michael as well, and you, Hercules, for making all this happen. My sole line of work for the last 50 years has been Christ Michael's Schools Quantum Healing Centers. They became quantum healing centers as we discovered things like the MedBed and celestial chambers and such, and also offices of peace, which are places where especially children and teenagers can go and talk about their ideas, which is especially coming up now with all of the children who are coming in. Who are capable of doing that. And it's all surrounded by community and community gardens where whole food is available. What makes it a standalone worldwide humanitarian project is that, one, it's absolutely free of any cost to anyone.
Oh, wow.
And everything that we do is open source. In other words, it's available. Whatever takes place, whatever we have, is available to any and all. So as a result of that, we're getting people who have smaller projects who are very interested, who want to connect with us in that endeavor. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. We've been joined by Mark and Phyllis Brinkerhoff. Greetings, Mark and Phyllis. Kindly introduce yourselves and give a short summary about what you're all about.
Hi, Hercules.
Hi.
Well, we're promoting. I guess the best we could say is we represent spiritual evolution.
We're promoting spiritual soul evolution so that people can finally learn how to evolve off of first level frequencies. We think that the people that are on this call are doing really incredible work in trying to deal with this frequency. And our focus is, especially because Mark is the only actual extraterrestrial that I know, and have known for 43 years, is giving incredible information to people on how to do that and how to stop incarnating back into first level frequencies where there's so much trouble.
Yeah, I'm what they call a walk-in, but I'm an extraterrestrial. But most all souls on this planet are. So, you know, we're all coming from someplace else, another galaxy at one time. So everybody is from somewhere else. But I remember where I come from before I came here and where I'm going back to after I leave here. And I don't know how I'm going to leave here, actually. I mean, Phyllis and I don't really know.
No, we don't.
You could either leave here on a death way or be taken away on a craft, because I've already been taken on the ships different ways and teleported and all. So they can do this. And in past times, I've worked with people like that, so we rescued them.
But the one thing that is important is we know where we are going, and that's what we like others to know.
We're
like
trying to help them,
figure out where they are going.
That there's more to many things in the universe, or omniverse, as we call it in space, many universes, and not just planet Earth, where people keep reincarnating back to. So that's our goal, is to help people wake up, get moving, and not have to keep coming back to dense level physical realities like this.
On this or any other planet.
Yeah, on different planets.
That is awesome, and that is, I think, all of our goals in a nutshell, and that's going to be the second topic that we tackle together.
Okay.
The first one is going to focus on divine love, and last but not least, we will go to Michael and Diane Duncan.
Oh, well, hi. Greetings, everyone. And yes, my name is Michael Duncan, actually Reverend Michael Duncan, and my wife is Reverend Diane Duncan. We're interfaith ministers. We met in 1991 on this earth, on the earth plane here, after many lifetimes in the past. In 1995, we married, but it was a little bit before that, even 5 years before we met, that we started working together on the spirit plane. Mark, I totally agree that a lot of us are from different planets, helping out, ministering, teaching, being good examples, we hope. And Diane and I feel the same way about that. In the past, we've studied a lot of different spiritual traditions. We are members of the Rosicrucians. We are Theosophists with the American section members. We're also members of Maitreya Great Tao, which is an Eastern spiritual tradition. It's kind of a hybrid folk spirituality that honors Maitreya and Laomu, which is the Heavenly Mother. In 2011, we got really into the Urantia book studies, and we became members of the Urantia Fellowship. And then a couple years later, I became the president of UBLA, which is the Urantia Book Los Angeles Society. And Nick has been a past president of the Greater New York Society. So I was president of the Los Angeles Society for 2 years, on the education board for another 2 years, and my wife was also on the board. We have been studying a lot about the Urantia Book, and we've been opened up a lot to the Greek pantheon and how the Greek pantheon relates to the Urantia book, thanks to our wonderful friend here and producer of our show, Hercules. Most recently, because my wife had a wonderful experience with the local universe father, also known as Zeus in the Greek pantheon, on December 19th, 2013, we started having celestial team meetings. Celestials started coming to our home and giving us kind of a new pathway for ourselves and for humanity, which we call the sixth revelation, the Urantia book being the fifth revelation. We take the Urantia book and talk about what the celestials are doing today, past 1955. And now we are also conveying their wishes to humanity about the new worldwide religion of love being given to us, all of humanity, by Gabriel and his divine consort, Lady Mother Venus or Aphrodite. And that's what we're all about.
Thank you so very much. Everyone, that was very well said, and I thank you. We're going to stay with Michael and Diane because I would like them to explain about what the worldwide religion is all about.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Hercules. I'm being given a signal by Diane to continue here.
So. Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, so the new worldwide religion of love was announced to us by Gabriel, also known as Hephaestus in the Greek pantheon, and his divine consort Aphrodite, also known as Lady Master Venus. Gabriel is also known as Sanat Kumara in Neo-Theosophy. He's the Ascended Master Sanat Kumara, and of course his divine consort Lady Master Venus. We are told, and we have a number of different spiritual traditions that say that a lot of the religions on the earth have come from Venus. They've come from the Melchizedeks, the masters, the gods, the celestials, working on Venus and influencing our planet. And this particular world, what they're calling the new worldwide religion of love, it's going to help each person, because this is, it sounds like a global religion, like a one religion idea, but in essence it follows the one of the main tenets of the Urantia book, which is each person has an individual relationship with the father and the mother on many levels. So it's not like a group or global religion. It's a personal religion, but it's being influenced on a global scale by Gabriel and Aphrodite from the planet Venus. And what it's going to do, what the celestials are going to help us do is they're going to help us open up to more divine truth through Gabriel, who is the spirit of truth, or the facilitator of the spirit of truth from the mother and the father, Zeus and Hera. And Aphrodite is going to open our hearts to more divine love. They are working in concert with or underneath the local universe father and mother, Zeus and Hera, but also working with Lord Maitreya, who began a magisterial mission to kind of shake things up and get us in order on March 20th, 2017. And we announced that the new worldwide religion of love, and this was about maybe 3-4 years ago, that the new worldwide religion of love would begin in March of 2020 in concert with Lord Maitreya's magisterial mission. And as we can see, everything has been shaken up on the earth, and now we have, you know, we have an opportunity to really change and go in this new direction that Lord Maitreya, Gabriel, Aphrodite, Zeus, and Hera want us to go into at this time.
Thank you so very much. Very powerfully said. Now we're going to start asking the questions, and we're going to start with Nick Curto. Michael and Dan already answered these questions. Now, what is your best understanding of the role the Venusians play in our spiritual evolution? And what Venusian celestials of love or other love entities or energies are you currently attuned to or aligned with?
Well, I have to start off by saying that I've always felt, even as a child, that we were being monitored. That we all, every one of us, not on just this planet either, but we all are monitored. And what I mean by that are we are being listened to and watched. I felt that very deeply. I still never felt that more than right now. And I think there are many reasons for that. Being monitored is to see how we are developing spiritually, mentally. See what we can project in the future, what our destinies might be. And it's one of those things that I feel that it's getting clearer as I grow older, that it's almost in your face, that it's really not even hidden. Most of the world religions in some manner do talk about that, that we are responsible for all of our actions, thought, word, and deed, and that there are reasons to be positive and good and kind and loving. And if we are not that, I think most religions will say that we are then on the wrong path and we need to change that. We need to, in Rancho Book's message, certainly is that the Universal Father is the source of all love, it is the final destiny of all love, and that when we pass on, we are heading towards the source, the first source and center, which is the Universal Father God, whatever world language you want to call it, it's the same. And that's something that we need to embrace and understand, and that we are very responsible always for our thought, word, and deed. I think that if the world, all the people of this world would understand that, we would have a much better world by far than what we have now. We are in a very confused state on many levels, and I think that we are seeking help. Certainly I am, and a lot of my friends pray and meditate to seek help, not only with ourselves, but with our government and with our planet. I feel as though we are in a deep crisis at the moment. A lot of my friends and colleagues in Urantia Society, as well as the Disclosure Network New York, do feel strongly, and we are a group of many different faiths and religious beliefs and persuasions, and yet we're all on the same page when it comes to reaching out for help. And in a nutshell, Hercules, mm-hmm. I think that's where I am on this subject.
Okay. Thank you very much. Very well and powerfully stated. Gerald, do you need the question again, or?
What I can say about that particular question, thank you, Hercules, and thanks to both Michael and Nick for all they have said so far. It's all coming together that the when I talk about Christ Michael Schools, the impetus for it becoming and being named Christ Michael Schools came from Machaventa Melchizedek and the Melchizedek Corps of Teachers and Guides through ongoing revelation, actually since 1985, from different places on the planet, and it's been lovingly picked up and facilitated by Diane and Michael with their One World Religion. We contacted each other probably several years ago and met and talked about what Nick just mentioned, all the different persuasions, the different religions, the different ways of being spiritual on the planet, and how that all really comes together. If we could just realize that and stop trying to convince each other that one way is better than another. And that's what I love about this group, is that everybody that we've talked to, and I'm sure that those who are drawn to this, to what you put together here, Hercules, are all of the same persuasion, the same ilk, coming from the same place. So what I like about the Melchizedek teaching is that, from what I've been able to glean to put together the Michael School, the Christ Michael Schools and Quantum Healing Centers and Offices of Peace and Community Gardens, is simply that all of the planets, the civilizations, who are in our skies right now, and I'm sure who Mark can really enlighten us a lot about. They're bringing us information about how to conduct this whole process that we're all going through, and to get to a stage of what they call light and life. And that's a beautiful state of being, where they very much simplify the whole aspect of it by saying that it's involved with seven aspects or tenets, if you will, and the first three are complete equality of every man, woman, and child on the planet, within the planet, above the planet, or around the planet, and a quality of life that is available to everyone on the planet. And it's also equal educational and growth opportunities. So those are the first three tenets, and the realization by everyone that those are how Creator Source would like us to operate to get to a place of light and life. And they're all fueled, if you will, by love, compassion, and empathy. So that's six. And all of this is surrounded by the great circle of life, every life form that exists on, in, or around our planet. And so we have a strong connection to the indigenous peoples throughout our planet and within our planet. And that's as far as I'm going to go with that question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Gerald. And you're right, this is an interfaith effort, and in all our interfaith efforts, the goal was never to convince anyone that your way is the right way. And if they don't follow that, then it's the highway. It's to better understand where people are standing and what they're seeing and what they're doing, so that by understanding, we can be more kind to one another. So thank you very much for bringing up those points.
You're welcome, Achilles. And I'd like just like to say it's about meeting everyone where they are.
Right, exactly. Mark and Phyllis, do you need the question again, or you got the question?
What's that? Oh.
No, we're okay. Okay. The question is the first question.
Yeah, basically.
What Venusian Celestials of Love?
Yeah, what Celestials Love are you attuned to, and you have direct communication with these Celestials, so what is their current purpose here on Earth, the Venusians?
Okay.
And other entities of love.
Other entities, who most of the benevolent space beings in space are benevolent, loving entities. I'm dealing mostly with high Aetherians and not with the physical dense planet people. Venus might have some physicals there still, but they would be underground, and some of them might be on other planets too. But they're mostly Aetherian to high Aetherian, and Aetherians are a frequency faster, a lot faster than our dense frequency here. So they are all about compassion, love, empathy. They understand all that people are going through in different dimensional places. They understand it. All of us do. I'm not just talking about Venusians, but all of us in space, my crew and friends, we're all benevolent, and we've worked in high Aetherian levels. I used to come to Venus and work as an Aetherian there, and not born there because I'm not born, but as Aetherians you can be born in certain levels, but coming in as a high Aetherian frequency, you're not going to be born. You just materialize in, like teachers can appear on around the planet, just materialize and be in your room with you, or an angel. And this is something we do. We came to Earth to help people. As Valiant Thor came also in 1957, 58, and I met Valiant Thor in 1961, where he helped me. Then other Venusian people, including one known as Hatan, who I know in space, not the one that they're promoting on the internet. There's another being. His name is Hatan. He is a blonde Venusian, and I've known him in space. They were part of the crews and some of the friends that came to the Earth during early times, before Atlantis and after, the times of Atlantean times. We also came and helped the Hopi. That was during the Kachina things that they did there. So we joined in some of the dance. There's a lot of things where the beings came, our friends, the different ones came, different celestials, different looks too. Some blue-skinned, some are different-looking types of people, very elongated eyes, very tall. And so they're all working for the help, to help the souls of the children who are coming back on the planet Earth. And not just our planet, but we're going to focus on Earth for now. But this is when the cataclysms occur and things happen and the floods come in and tilting planets, things happen. So things get wiped out and they need help to reestablish again. So we came in during the Hopi times with foods and seeds and things and taught them how to replant and what to do again. In the Atlantean times, it was about crystals and how to work with energies that were working at the time, as well as plants and foods and different kinds of minerals that they had. Now, I know these beings in space that we talk about as ancient Greek small g gods, let's say, because these are beings from high realms in space. And they are souls like us, but they're very knowledgeable. They're very beautiful beings. And the reason I know you, Hercules, is from those ancient times. You are one of the beings, too. Now, you've come back, and the interesting part of this incarnation that you did here is you're coming back as a representation of yourself from an ancient time. And you have this knowledge, and you studied well. So this is the interesting part about this. We're all here, and in space, where we are on the highest realms, there is no religion. There's only the love of the infinite creator. And there's only the praise of the infinite creator that we love that being who is our mother, father, benevolent being, our beloved. That's what we call it, our beloved. And the threefold creator, known as the father, mother, the son, and the Holy Spirit. And the son doesn't represent a boy or a male. It just represents another version of the child, of the son, the children.
It represents the personal reflection.
Yes, it's the personal reflection of the infinite creator on our levels where it talks with us. And speaks with us. So this is what I'm trying to help people with, because I've had my meetings with the one that we call Sananda. That is the son of love. That is the second person of the infinite creator, that second representation. So it's the creator, yet coming to us, the children, in a representation form that we relate to. And this is how they've explained it. He's explained it to me on High Realms when I ask questions for the people I've friends here. You know, I say, well, how am I supposed to say this? So he's been telling me how to pronounce what to do. So we call the infinite, we'll call the Father, Mother, Yahweh. That's the name of the breath of life. That's what we call creator. Now, there might be other beings representing infinite creator's family, the children. We're all children. So maybe a few will come in, like our friends, like we're talking about these different celestial beings who came in many centuries, thousands, million years ago or so, and they represent certain planetary systems and different galaxies as well. So they became known as maybe running or ruling over maybe this planet, Jupiter, or this planet, Saturn. But that's not how the people on the planet felt. So there's things that happen in the histories of our planet Earth that are not exactly what happened in high realms on space, but everybody has free will, all souls, all angels. And angels, who I know, Mikael, I know them, the different ones, they are there to help us as well.
Mark here continues, I think if people don't know how he accesses his information, then a lot of this can seem confusing. But Mark has the unique ability of anybody I've ever met in my life on this planet, and I've met a lot of spiritual people, to be able to remote view and lucidly see through the eyes of his own oversoul at will, anytime he wants. I mean, there is no lack of connection between him sitting right here now and what he's doing on the higher planes, which is, of course, has given me a great deal of pleasure for 43 years speaking to these realms. So I just want to throw that in so you understand that when you're hearing Mark talk, he's not just talking about one level of consciousness. He's bringing in information that's coming down from your oversoul level whenever he feels like it.
We're talking way over the 12, 15,
right
20
there,
seconds.
And I have conversations with, you know, groups of people whenever I want.
Yeah, that was a child that was telling people about beyond the 12s, and they didn't know what I was talking about, but it meant beyond the planes of the 7th and 6th.
So we are all loving beings. All of you on this call, all of the people listening to this transmission.
Basically, we are the celestials.
We are all extremely loving beings, but most people have forgotten who they really actually are. And so what we're just trying to promote as much as we can is curiosity about your own spiritual evolution and about who you really are and who you can really tune up to. And that's really the key here.
And so besides the questions with the Venusians, working with them, being part of them, because many of them change. You know, Ashtar, Saran was a Venusian at one point. So part of his look is being of the Venusian look he was. And another aspect of his look was another time, another planet, where he was on a planet named Saran. And that's where he helped in that planet, with that planet recognizing the Creator. And so they honored him with this, and he was taken on that name, Saran, as part of his identity, I guess, in space, you know, Ashtar. And so it's interesting how these beings do this. Most of our space names are from other things we've done, too, in different ways. But that's getting way off track. Just that Ashtar, the people we talk about, Ashtar, who I know and met personally and physically, is a space being that's of a high-density frequency. Slowed his vibrations down or frequency down, let's say Etherian, high Etherian, to come in to this plane here. And I met him on a ship where they teleported me. And they, of course, in that ship was now Etherian. So I became transformed to the Etherian frequency after I met a space being here on planet Earth who actually transformed the frequencies around me with an object he was using. So that's a whole story, but that's what they do. And Ashtar, being once a Venusian, that's why he loves this galaxy. He loves our solar system because he's worked around our galaxy a lot. For over 5,000 years, he has been working as the guy he is right now around our solar system and on the high-dimensional planes and working with the ships that we have around the planet Earth. He's kind of in charge for now, but he's not always been in charge. But he likes that, to be in charge of this area for helping, because everybody looks up to him as a person who is the one to go to in this galaxy right now, especially in our solar system area, for the beings that are here. And so Ashtar was a Venusian and came to Earth as well to represent and help the people on the Earth at the ancient times, way ancient times. And so, you know, we're saying Atlantean ancient times.
You're talking millions.
Yeah, lots
don't
of the planets flipped a few times. We've had things happening here.
There have been advanced civilizations millions of years ago on Earth.
Yeah.
That's, you know, kind of hard to.
And that's going off subject, but that's why he's been here before. And I've been here before dinosaurs and after dinosaurs. And I've watched them and knew about them as a child and had no books on them at 5 years old. So the thing is this is my job here. I came in. I'm not supposed to be here. I was not supposed to be here at all. I have no karma on this planet. But the thing I came in to rescue, I call it rescue, but help get my wife away from planet Earth, dense physical, because she's my soulmate on the high realms, and her other aspect is her other aspect of her higher self. So I'm out of body. We're out of body in our higher self forms. So we on the ships and all in different galaxies. So this is what we're doing. I came in to help get her aspect back, and from there we're going to do something else on the high realms with our crew. But that was the reason I came in. But while I was coming in, it was to help them with anything I could. If anybody needed understanding what's going on in the high frequencies, that is all about. It's all about love. That's what it's all about. The love of the Infinite One to all of us, the children, and all of the children's love to the Infinite One, our Mother, Father, Creator, our beloved. That's the true beloved. All souls are our second beloved, let's say, our you know, families and things. But we have soul families and friends and groups, just like they have everywhere in the galaxies or anywhere. I hope that helps answer some, Hercules, I don't want to drag on, I'm so sorry. But
no.
The Venusians and the crew and our group, we call the Christ group, we work on. I was told to bring that in this time because I come from that, and that's ancient, super ancient, millions of years old. And it's to represent the love, the Christ energy, the love of the Creator.
You covered a lot of stuff that we're going to go over in this inquiry. I think we can all agree that love is very important, and if we were all more loving and brought the love here and operated out of love, we'd have a much better experience here. We're all united with that understanding. Now the question is going to be, how can we, by sharing information, make this world a more loving place? One of the things I've been working on for years, and this is part of it, is the Elysium Project. In Greek, Elysium is the highest heaven the human mind can conceive. There are heavens beyond it, but the human mind cannot conceive them. These are the higher dimensional places. So part of our task in the Olympian tradition as incarnate souls is to try to use our creativity, which is a divine gift, to create as wonderful a world as we can, rather than a conflict-filled video game, which is what our world has become. So those understandings are very important, as is the understanding that in the ascension process, yes, at one certain point you realize that it's apotheosis, that you become awake to the divinity within yourself. And it's very humbling, because as soon as you realize that, you realize that not only are you divine, but everything else and everyone else is. So you can't let that trip your ego and have you going on a trip. So thank you, Mark, for introducing all that. We'll be coming back to that. What I'd like to do next, because again, we'll be communicating with each other in this panel for a long period of time. We'll be focusing on love and divine love in action. What do we do to make this world a more loving place? Each of us has a different mission, as we've shared with this. How can we help each other, even by being sounding boards to each other, to perform this part of our missions for love more effectively, efficiently, and powerfully? So everyone's had a chance to share. What we'll do now is we'll go down the list and see if you have questions to ask anybody who has spoken. And we'll start with Michael and Diane. Michael and Diane, anything you'd like to add or anything you'd like to ask?
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to say that Phyllis was saying that 43 years ago that you, I guess you married 43 years ago?
We started, I don't like to put the numbers in, so in case you know.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, my point.
Not exactly 43 years ago.
1978 we met.
My point was that 43 years ago that I bought this home that we're living in right now. And the Celestials, pardon me?
Where's your home?
What state?
Oh, our home is in Mission Viejo, California.
Oh, beautiful, okay.
It is beautiful. We have a view of the Saddleback Mountains, and just 15 minutes down the road is the ocean.
It is very
beautiful, and the Celestials picked this home out. And they picked this home out, and when they had us move in, and it was Christmas of 1978, and so it's 43 years this Christmas.
It is, you're
but,
right.
But they told us that my home would be a church. Now, later, I couldn't understand how that could be, but later we joined, Michael and I, Maitreya Great Dao, and they made us a real temple. We flew to Taiwan and met with Master Wang, and we actually are legally a temple here, and Michael is a master of this home. But my thing that they have been doing lately, love has come to visit us, Eros, and it came January the 9th, but the Celestials want us to make an example of our home, to make our home as perfect as possible, to be as happy as possible, for Michael and I to be happy together, for our child. We've had lots of children, but Alexander is our last child, our baby, and he's 16 now. But they especially, when they told me that the churches would be closed, and my husband lost his job at the Basilica, he's a singer and a church musician, and the teacher, and the closed churches and schools, you know, really affected us because that was what he did. But they wanted us to make this home a temple, a church for them. And the Celestials come here, and we have team meetings with them. And my job right now is I'm drawing all of the Celestials that I see and that we talk to. And this is what we're doing. We're trying to show people that this worldwide religion of love begins in the home. It begins in the home to
That's
make
right.
yourself, your spouse or your partner, your children, all a part of a beautiful, loving atmosphere. So I just wanted to bring that out.
And that's beautiful.
That's
that's
great.
Perfect.
That's exactly what's going on.
You may want
everywhere.
To,
yeah.
when you get a chance, if you go to intergalacticmission.com and you look at extraterrestrials, you'll see some of the extraterrestrials Mark has drawn because he has a tremendous ability to make them, you know, see them.
Well, this is something that they make, they really want me to do. I never was a real artist. I did take art in college, but they want these Celestials drawn. They want people to see what we see. So Mark is doing the same thing. The Celestials really want people to know that they're really alive and that they're real. And
yes.
I'm so pleased that you're doing that, too.
It's funny, too, Diane. We're doing a similar thing. We were told something similar. When people come to our place, they say it's like a sanctuary, it's like a church. And I'm saying, well, that's exactly what you're supposed to feel, a calm and peace and a feeling of our friendly nature kingdom that we have here. You can actually see them sometimes flying through. So, and I've physically met some of our nature friends, as well as Pan, who is
wonderful.
He's amazing.
We have two altars in the home. Michael has one in the living room, a large one for Maitreya, and then we have one in the family room, a smaller one. But it actually is, like I say, we are registered in Taiwan. So we do think of our home as that. And when
it's
I used to visit Grace Kanelke, we were theosophists with her. She was the head of the Western section. You know, the mansion up there in Altadena looked like a Buddhist temple almost. You know, she'd have the temple jars up there. And, of course, she was a vegetarian. She'd have us for dinner all the time. But it had that atmosphere, too. Very tranquil.
Hercules, may I make a comment at this point?
Yes, of course.
Of course, Nick. We love Nick.
Right. I just wanted to briefly make a comment that as far as Michael and Diane go, and also as far as Mark and Phyllis go, I can't think of two more loving couples that exude love than them. I have been attracted to both, all four of them, those two couples, simply because they exude such a loving presence that's very real, that they just broadcast that. You can't help but feel that. And I can absolutely, I will say this to anyone, that you can't be around them and not feel amazing love from the first source and center that they are reflecting in their lives all the time. And I just wanted to make that comment.
I'm making a comment.
I just want to say that Nick gave us some beautiful chimes to make the temple more beautiful. He actually gave us five of them, five beautiful chimes.
Hey, Diane.
And
Diane,
I wanted to thank him for that.
Diane, I get the funny feeling.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Nick, you're so fantastic. We love
you. He is.
He's our brother.
He is just like an angel. And loving.
He
is. Oh, my goodness. You don't
Diane,
know
do you
anyone
think,
more loving.
Michael and Diane, do you guys think, do two beautiful beings think that we're both doing similar things? You're the West Coast and we're the East Coast right now?
It could
I just
very
got a vibe
well
on
be.
That.
It could, because I know the Celestials want us to draw these these beings that we see, they want people to know that these are not our imagination. These are real living entities. And it sounds like, from what I'm gathering, that you are another couple who maybe has been chosen to help people to realize that this is not a game. This is real.
That's right. Yeah, it's not a fantasy. In fact,
right.
It's scary, some of the things that they're putting on TVs and movies. We don't watch it anymore.
They told us
this would happen.
No.
Yeah, oh, good. Good. They told us back in the 70s that this was going to happen.
Yes,
and everything was going to transform and change, and the kids would be brainwashed by gore and evil and stuff in the TVs and movies,
exactly.
Whatever they're programming with their games.
Well, they're desensitized.
And they'll be desensitized. So that someone gets hurt on the street, they don't know what to do. They just stand there filming it. They don't even go over and help.
I know.
And it's
our home, we are not allowed to have Internet. So I want you to know that.
Terrific.
Yeah, we put it in, and the Celestials told us, no, you can't have that. I don't really know the complete reason, but they won't allow us to have it. So we took it out. We took out the cable. We're very simple people. We've raised our children the very best we can, but in a loving way, vegetarian. This home does not have anything in it, hopefully, that can harm anyone. We teach our children that you eat fresh fruits and vegetables. We do not have caffeine. We don't have prescriptions. I have not been to a doctor since I had my first two children, 52 and 54 years ago. I am in perfect health. I'm 78 years old. My husband is 52. He's 26 years younger in perfect health.
That's a topic we'll have to visit another day, and we will have the opportunity. I'll share that at the end of the program.
And that is a great topic, by the way.
That's a great topic, yes. Health and healing all the way.
I would love for Gerald to share if he has anything to add or if he has any questions to ask.
Oh, my goodness. I just feel so privileged to be here. I've been to Michael and Diane's temple home. We've talked three or four times for several days, up to a week. I've felt it. That's really, I consider myself a human.
Oh, you're a Christ.
And I have,
we know you're a Christ.
Thanks, Diane, because I knew from the time I was 4 years old that I wanted to grow up to be just like him. And now in my 84th year of life, I still want to grow up to be just like him. And that's fine with me. But the one thing I'd like to say is that I don't have – my connections come from strictly my own feeling, my own intuition. And what I want to do is to get involved with the Celestials on a more personal level, like Michael and Diane and like Mark and Phyllis are. So I'm just amazed at the opportunities that are here. Thank you.
Thank you, Gerald. You're so sweet.
Thanks.
We love you. We love you all.
You
know, I think that, what can I just say something relevant to that? It's like if people ask, they receive. That's all I know. Ask and you shall receive.
Mm-hmm. That
right
is
on.
Very, very true.
Ask and
We have enough time for me to, basically ask a question, and then we're going to go to everybody sharing their contact information, and we'll be continuing tomorrow night, same time. So we'll get the continuous conversation. Then it will be a panel on Zoom every month, and it'll be longer. It'll be for an hour and a half, so we have more time. And for those of you who don't have internet at home, Zoom takes phone calls the same way that Block Talk Radio does. It's a slightly different procedure, but we have like some time to get used to that. I have a lot of guests lined up who will be talking about love and Venus throughout the year. So this will be a journey of exploration. A lot of connections will be made. A lot of activity will be generated. Talking about health, one of my initiatives currently is the quest for optimal wellness. It's part of our Age of Heroes. And that is too many levels to share right now. But if you want to participate in that, that has shows set up, that has panels set up, and that has activities here in New Jersey and beyond it set up. So I'll tell you all more about it in email later, and if you're interested, you're welcome to participate. Right now, the only person without a platform is Gerald, and Gerald, one opened up today, if you're free, Tuesdays from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Are you available?
Yes.
Awesome. So you have a platform now, too. So each of you has a platform from which you can do your work, and then we have these panels and all sorts of other panels going on and guest appearances and so forth so that we could discuss other topics. Okay, Nick, we'll start with you. Can you please share your contact information?
Okay, thank you. They could reach me at my email address, which is nicknyny1, and that's the numeral one, not O-N-E, at gmail.com. Again, nicknyny1 at gmail.com.
Thank you. And Nick has four shows on the channel, and he's a frequent guest and panelist on a lot of our other activities. So I'm very fortunate to have Nick on this adventure. Gerald, how can people contact you?
Email is Gerald T as in Thomas or Trouble, whichever one you like. Harley, F as in family, A-R-L-E-Y at hotmail.com. And phone number is 503, Salem, Oregon, 503-385-8480. And I just need the information from you, Hercules, in regards to Tuesday's platform. Thank you so much.
Sure.
It's a privilege.
I'm honored. I'm looking forward to this journey beginning here. Michael and Diane, how can people find you and tap into all the wonderful things you're doing?
Well, thank you so much, Hercules, and thank you for this tremendous opportunity to be with all of these wonderful, wonderful celestial beings who are posing as humans here at this time.
Well said.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Hercules. We have a YouTube channel. We have 114 videos on our YouTube channel. It's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Second word is and, A-N-D. Third word is Diane with two N's, and Duncan, D-U-N-K-I-N, like Dunkin' Donuts, but without the apostrophe. It's Michael and Diane Duncan is our YouTube channel. 114 videos, a lot of them Maitreya messages, celestial team meetings, our song albums, and we have some wonderful interviews with Hercules that we've put up there from the past. Michael and Diane Duncan, and if you want to contact us personally, I have an email. It's michaelduncan1. At hotmail.com.
Thank you so very much. And last but certainly not least, Mark and Phyllis Sprinkerhoff.
Okay, here we go. Thanks, Michael. Was it number one or one O-N-E?
Oh, it's the numeral one.
Numeral one? Okay, that's how I wrote it then. Okay, so, well, we have a podcast, too, with Hercules on Fridays, first Friday of every month, and it's at 9 to 10. And we have our main website, the intergalacticmission.com, where there you'll see UFO photos taken from 1970s to modern times now, and illustrations and art and, like, encounters and information like that. And ways to connect with our space friends with our words that we use, like Adonai Vasu Viragas, that communication is saying blessings always in the light and love of our infinite radiant creator. So we have etuniversalzone.com. That's where you see some podcasts and interviews we've had with, besides Hercules, other friends who have, like Nick and other people. So that's under archives, too. Under that same, and we have markbrinkerhoff.com. That's my art animal website. And this email on all the sites is the same, markbrinkerhoff.com.
And you're also on YouTube.
I mean, he's also got a channel on YouTube which can be accessed through intergalacticmission.com and etuniversalzone.com, and he's also on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Facebook is Mark Brinkerhoff, and the email is markbrinkerhoff@yahoo.com. But Mark with a C. Okay, same way.
Good point.
I forget that. And that's, yeah, and we do, I do spiritual consultations with your oversouls and higher souls, as well as your angels and guardians, past life, I can pass through your aura, your energy fields, et cetera, and tell you what the meanings are. And other things, but and nature kingdom and beyond. So.
But if you look, if you're going to intergalactic missions, I'd like you to look at two different sections. One is Q&A, and go to the very bottom to see the words, the space words that Mark is talking about. Because we recently posted a 23-minute video on how to say the words and what each word meant. And then also look at omniversal symbols. Go to the bottom of that page where we've posted. We have over 100, but we posted, I think, 5 or 6 of them and given some meanings. And that's the tip of the iceberg.
So we're working on that book, finishing.
You might find them interesting.
We're working on 3 books at once, but that one.
That's pretty heroic.
And you know what's most important for all of us? It's the crews, our friends, and all those celestials, our buddies in space, families and friends. This time on Earth is so special that souls living right now on the planet are like warriors for the infinite creator. So we're all here to do something. Nobody's not here for nothing. You know, if you go, I don't have a job. Yeah, you're here for a reason, even if it's to help people.
Well,
and
I'd also
them.
Like to add
yeah.
one last
Sorry,
thing.
I'm just going over time.
Anybody that's listening to this broadcast, you have been activated. You, too, are on a mission now.
Yeah,
very
you're
very
listening.
Very
you're
very
in.
That's nice.
And we love everybody. Thank you, Hercules,
oh,
for this opportunity.
Oh, we love everybody, too.
With all you,
thank you.
All of you people.
And thank you all for being so wonderful. And I think this would be a great adventure for all of us. And I'm looking forward to continuing tomorrow night.
Fabulous.
We're doing 6
thank
o'clock,
you,
correct?
You're the best, Hercules.
6 o'clock.
What time tomorrow night?
Same time tomorrow night from 9 to 10, same number. And we're going to have an hour, and then starting in January, there will be a Hercules and the Planetary Powers show on Blog Talk Radio, but there will also be a panel that will be longer, and you guys are all going to be on the panel, and occasionally as guests on the regular program. If you know anybody that you think could also be part of this journey, just let me know, and I'll invite them.
Thank you, Hercules.
Good.
Wonderful. All right, then we will see you then tomorrow night. Well, hello.
See you all tomorrow night. Thank you very,
very
much.
Good.
And thanks
you,
to everybody at home who
bye-bye,
listened.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Until
all
next
right,
time.
God bless you, everyone. God bless the
bless everybody.
Here, guys.
An amazing
bye.
Adventure.
Bye. Bye,
happy
everyone.
Happy holiday season and Happy New Year. Thanks again, everybody.
Happy Thank New you. Year. Yes.
To you too.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
If you can dream, if you can fly, then your heart can touch the sky, but only if you can dream. If love is true and love is real, pain and sorrow soon will heal, but only if you can dream. Dream till you wake. Dream till you feel. Dream till you know it. Dream till it's real. If you can dream, then you can be bound by love and yet be free, but only if you